Good morning, it's time for the K-State Extension Report, and joining us this morning is Frontier Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent specializing in nutrition, food safety, and health, Chelsea Richmond. Good morning, Chelsea.
Good morning.
Now, as you mentioned before we got started here, it's everybody's starting to put stuff in the ground. It's beautiful weather as of late as well, and with that comes canning season. Got to get those things ready to be preserved.
That's right. I know definitely people are planning out their gardens now, thinking about what to get in the ground. And if you're planning on canning any of that garden produce later in the summer, now is really a good opportunity and time to check your equipment and supplies. One of the first things to check is your canner. Make sure there's no denting or warping on the bottom, as that may affect the heat distribution during the canning process. Also want to make sure that you're choosing or having a canner available that's recommended for the type of foods that you plan to preserve or can. If you're planning on canning plain vegetables like green beans, carrots, corn, and even meat, you're going to need to use a pressure canner because those are low-acid foods. And water bath canners can be used for our foods such as fruits, and then to use those to make into jams or jellies or to make pickles. You also want to examine your canning jars, see what your supply has. You can make sure to check those jars by running your finger around their rim, feeling for any chips or cracks. Those chips or cracks can cause lids not to seal properly. And if you see any chips or scratches on the body of the jars, you want to make sure to pull those out because those can lead to potential breakage of the jars during the canning process. You also want to make sure to use clean canning jars before every use. You want to make sure to wash empty jars in hot water with detergent and rinse those well by hand, or you can also wash them in the dishwasher. If you do find that you have scale or hard water film that's built up on those jars, you can remove it by soaking those jars in a solution containing a cup of vinegar per gallon of water prior to washing. You also want to make sure that you've got enough lids or flats on hand, as lids for canning jars should only be used once. Make sure to look those lids over and check for any defects that may, and make sure that entire sealing compound is intact and present on those lids. The rings, of course, can be reused, but make sure that they're not rusty, once they become to that point, they should be replaced. Also, on your canners, make sure to check the rubber gaskets and valves. Make sure the gaskets and safety plugs are flexible and soft, not brittle, sticky, or cracked, and then make sure that those safety valves and vents are clean and open easily as well. And make sure to use safe recipes. Many people have canning recipes that they pass down from generation to generation. However, some current research, many of those recipes may be unsafe due to improper acidity, processing methods, or length of processing time. We do have recommended recipes that can be found on the National Center for Home Food Preservation website, or you can most definitely stop by one of our local extension offices in Linden, Garnett, or Ottawa and pick up the up-to-date canning information and recipes as well. And finally, if your pressure canner uses a dial gauge, you want to make sure to get that checked for accuracy. Pressure canners use either a dial or weighted gauge, and while those weighted gauges don't require testing, it's important to check the dial gauges for accuracy before each canning season. And we do test gauges in our offices. By testing those gauges, you can make sure that canning jars are processed to the correct amount of pressure to prevent the growth of pathogens and that potentially could lead to foodborne illness. And that gauge testing is free of charge in all three of our offices, so you just need to bring your canner by one of our offices in Linden, Garnett, or Ottawa, and we'd be happy to check that gauge for you. If you have additional canning questions, you're always welcome to contact myself in the Garnett office at 785-448-6826 or visit our website at frontierdistrict.ksu.edu.
Important to follow those certain steps with the canning process. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Mayor DeZine, Extension District Director, Agriculture and Natural Resources, 4-H Development Agent, Abby Powell.